This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I went out there probably about an hour and a half before game time. I usually do that regardless. Just kind of get a feel of the weather and the brightness, kind of taking it all in. It's been a long journey to get back here, so I was very grateful to be able to throw today.
We're very grateful too, Kyle Bradish, to have you back. If that's a sign of things to come, Jeremy Kahn, Look, I like it a lot.
I mean, I don't know that you could have come out and maybe not just give up the two home runs, but realistically, like it's two simple mistakes, man. Yeah. Like two solo shots shouldn't kill you.
And like you said, I don't even know if one of them was a mistake. The first one got too much of the plate. The next one, I tip of the hat to the hitter.
It looked like the movement was good.
Yeah.
And the efficiency on strikeouts is insane. Like when you looked at how many strikeouts he had, according to how many pitches he had thrown.
Six innings.
It's ridiculous. So, it's a nice thing to see. I always say this in, as far as handicapping goes and betting on these games. I like to bet against the guy when he comes back in his second start.
Yeah.
Because, again, you're getting used to those aches and pains and coming out. And I can't sit here and give you information saying, hey, this happens this many times, but I've been very successful.
And somebody said it earlier. They're more concerned with how he feels today.
Yeah.
But this is the illegal part about it. You should not be able to have hard breaks on your pitches going both ways.
Yeah.
His slider breaks hard away from right-handed hitters. So then he throws the cut fastball that starts off away and breaks hard back inside. That's, what do you want me to do?
It's ridiculous.
What do you want me to do with that?
I mean, you know, like there was that thing in soccer, but I was talking about bend it like Beckham.
Yeah.
It feels like that on the pitching mound with him where you're seeing all the new stuff with sweepers and we're doing this and that. And I don't know if you guys saw Curt Schilling went. He went ballistic online talking about today's pitchers. He's like, everything's got to be the hardest throw. And
I agree with that.
How strong can you be?
Like, I agree with that.
Nobody pitches seven innings anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's more about pitching than just getting up there. That's why we have so many injuries. And it's the first time I think Curt Schilling said something really intelligent.
I agree with him 100%.
But it was interesting to just hear a take. And look, you could say what you want about him. He has a Hall of Fame resume, whether or not you think he's a Hall of Famer. But when you hear a guy like that talk about it, it kind of makes you think, like, are we doing too much to these pitchers? Because you watch a guy like Bradish that can bend it, and as Rob's pointing out, however you want to attack right-handers and left-handers, he has the ability to do whatever he wants.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a lefty and he starts off in on your hands, Ed, and you give up on that pitch because it's on your hands, the next thing you know, it cuts back away from you.
Yeah.
You know, that shouldn't happen.
I know.
He should not be able to do that, but he can. And that's what makes him have number one stuff. Whether he's a number one, you can argue, but he has number one stuff. The guy, I want to say it again, 2 years ago, he was second team all MLB, finished fourth in the Cy Young Award race. That sounds like number one to me.
And again, the only thing now is like you want consistency. You want to see him stay healthy. And it's a big part of everything you're trying to do because if you have your top end of your rotation, like, Philadelphia is very secure because they have Jesus Luzardo, Christopher Sanchez, Aaron Nola, and who am I missing
Wheeler.
In that group?
They just lost Wheeler.
And Ranger Suarez. That's what I'm saying. They lost their best pitcher. Yeah. Statistically, you may look at it and say, well, Sanchez is having a better year. Zach Wheeler was going to start every game one that he could.
Ranger Suarez is...
I mean, look, so they have an embarrassment of riches there in starting pitching, but that's still a big blow to lose that guy. Not many teams have that talented a rotation. Yeah. Ed pointed it out with Zach Wheeler was the fourth best starter on the Mets when he first started coming up. Steven Matz was there, and you had Syndergaard.
DeGrom, Syndergaard, Harvey.
Like, all those guys. Yeah. Just incredible.
Let's go to Glenn Burney and get Eric. What's up, Eric?
Hey, how's it going, Rob? Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
So I went to the baseball game with my daughter last night, my daughter and my stepfather, and why the results sucked, I want to give my shout-out to the Orioles for a fantastic experience. I don't know if you got to see it, Rob, but during the seventh-inning stretch, the Oriole bird took my daughter up to dance on top of the dugout.
Oh, that's awesome. And that is awesome, man.
It was a met. Like, I knew it was going to be fun taking her to her first game, but it's a memory not just me, but her will never forget.
Did you get the pin, my first game pin?
Yeah, we got that as soon as we walked in.
Okay, good, good. All right, hey, man, it's good to hear some good news. Thanks a lot, Eric. Let's go to Rosedale. That's your first game.
Mm-hmm.
How do you top that?
Well, now you're going to be pissed every other game you go to. It's like, how come he didn't grab me to get on the dugout?
How you top that? First time I went to the game, I stood on the dugout on the seventh-inning stretch with the bird. Second time I went to the game, that didn't happen. But that is good. I'm glad to hear that. Let's go get Antonio on Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy hump day Wednesday.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you.
Welcome. Should we be encouraged by Kyle Bradish's outing last night? And you guys had a wonderful day.
Absolutely. I mean, we've kind of talked about it. You look at the situation that you're in and how he was pitching last night, all the strikeouts, and making what you could call, if you want to deem it, two mistakes. But, yeah, now I need to see a little bit more consistency.
There needs to be no more good people like that in the world, like Antonio, man. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We welcome. You know what I mean? There just needs to be more good people in the world like that.
You mean instead of when you thank somebody, go, uh-huh.
Oh, screw you. Screw you. Sit and spin, you bastard.
Why?
What was it this morning that I caught you with? You were talking about something, and I threw something at you that was you. I can't remember what it was. And you went, huh? Oh, you know what it was? Somebody trying to okey-doke you and making you pay something for whatever it was. Like, you get the bill, and you're like, man, you didn't tell me this is what it was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
And I was saying to Rob, I said, yeah, it's like when people give you these tickets to events and then they say, hey, here, if you want to come, make sure you send me $50 later. Who would do that? R-O-B-L-O-N-G.
Oh, speaking of which.
dude, don't pull out any fundraising right now.
That's my thing, though. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
It's just my thing.
Well, look, you sent out something that involved Robbie, and I donated right away. So you need me to ask.
410-583-1057 is the number.
Back to zero. I'll do the same.
That's why we got him on the coaching staff. Oh boy, school starts for us tomorrow.
Man.
Yep.
Just feels ridiculous, man. Not even Labor Day yet, and it's going.
I know. I hate that. I just thought about something, Ed.
Ah.
This is our Friday Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, babe.
That's true.
This
is our Friday Eve. Jeremy, you got to slum it out the rest of the week.
Who's that caller earlier? I'm sorry. You got to listen to me.
Who are you with Friday?
Bruce Cunningham.
Oh, that would be fresh.
Maybe I'll shave off the rest of this and keep the mustache, and we'll just both have it.
Why don't you do that?
No, nope, because I want this beard to grow back.
No, I love the picture just with the mustache.
Oh, God. It looks so creepy.
Mr. Gashanowitz, my shop teacher.
But you said your shop teacher was... Oh. Oh.
It was hilarious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.